This entire ill-conceived, not-for-profit housing project will not benefit the village one iota.
Concerns include congested traffic, loss of green space, and declining property values, as nearly two dozen village residents spoke during a Williamsville Planning Board public hearing Monday night. They're against a proposal to convert Bloker Homes' assisted living facility into mixed-income housing. Bloker Homes plans to send its roughly 50 elderly residents to its Getzville facility and then sell the Williamsville property to People Inc. People Inc. would then use $29 million to convert and expand it into 97 mixed-income units. John Ostrud has lived behind the property for 24 years. He and other neighbors say the area, especially the intersection of Evans and Eagle Streets, can't take any more traffic.
Traffic's been getting worse and worse. You know, I don't want to deny people who need that type of affordable housing, you know, a place to live, but it's just a bad site for that type of project.
Bloker Homes' parent, Beechwood Continuing Care, provided a statement Monday saying they've listened to neighbors' suggestions and made changes to their plans, like constructing three new smaller buildings as opposed to one large one. Village resident Nelson Torrey says there's simply too many units for that amount of land, and it's up to the planning board to be the voice of reason.
So the board has to tell the developer, go back to the drawing board and come back to us with a plan for 50 new apartments instead of 100 new apartments.
Planning board members wouldn't comment, but note both they and the village's zoning board won't be making any decisions anytime soon, as they're still awaiting the project's environmental impact study. Beechwood says it doesn't expect to receive approval until next fall. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.